Parshas Vayikra, Tovshinum Aleph.
The Sikha Parshas Vayikra is actually the first Sikha of the Devar Malchus cycle as we go from Vayikra Nun Aleph through Vayakal Nun Beis. The focus of the Sikha is something that's a recurring theme in all the Sikhas from these 12 months, drawing the miraculous, which transcends nature, into the natural order of things. That's what this Sikha speaks about. The demonstration of this in our Sikha is the special occurrence that occurs once in a few years, that Rosh Chodesh Nissan comes out on Shabbos. In such a year, when Rosh Chodesh Nissan comes out on Shabbos, so at Shachris we take out three Sefer Torahs from the Aron Kodesh, the regular Sefer Torah for Parshas Vayikra, a second Sefer Torah for Rosh Chodesh, and a third Sefer Torah for Parshas Parah, which is being read prior to Pesach. And the only other times the three Sefer Torah are taken out on one Shabbos is every year on Simchas Torah and Shabbos Chanukah every year, and sometimes Parshas Shkolim that falls out on Rosh Chodesh, which is not the case every year. So these, Rebbe explains, these three Sefer Torahs of Simchas Torah are described by the Rebbe as Tmidin. Right, Tmidin, you have Tmidin and Musafin. Tmidin means the regular offering, fixed offering in the Beis HaMikdash, the fixed korbanos. So the three Sefer Torahs that we take on Simchas Torah, because they happen every year, they are Tmidin, the Rebbe says. It's a regular, consistent, fixed order of things. The three Sefer Torahs of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Nissan, in such year as it was in Tavshin Nun Aleph, is an infrequent occurrence, and it's in the category of Musafin. It's something additional to the usual order of things. It's also implicit in the nature of what's being read in the Sefer Torah on these days. On Simchas Torah we read Bereishis, Hashem is creating the world as it conducts itself according to nature. And Rosh Chodesh Nissan, the first mitzvah of counting the months, Chodesh Hazalachem, which the Rebbe refers to as the miraculous conduct of the world, that's what we read on that occasion. Not only that, but Nissan is also called the month of Geula, Chodesh Geula, implying also Geula from conduct in accordance with nature, transcending those limitations and proceeding to miraculous conduct. So the Rebbe, as we might expect, emphasizes the unification of these two dimensions. And the Rebbe says that the miraculous conduct is drawn down and permeates also in the matters of the world and actual action. That the avodah of actual deed in the matters of the world is not in the usual way, like natural conduct, but rather like miraculous conduct, above his nature and manner to which he is accustomed, referring to the person who is doing this conduct. So the Rebbe, if you pay attention over here, the Rebbe, before our very eyes, has shifted the meaning of miraculous from Hashem to us. In other words, who's doing the miracles? Usually you think Hashem's doing the miracles. Here, the Rebbe is saying, you're doing the miracles. Your behavior is miraculous. So in the year Tashrei Nun Aleph, which the Rebbe says, said at the time, Tieshnas Niflois Areinu, a year of I will show wonders, follows the year of Tashrei Nun, which was Tieshnas Nisim, a year of miracles. And in Tavshin Nun, it was the miracles of the Gulf War and the end of communism, the breakup of the Soviet Union, and the converting swords into plowshares, great wonders out there in the world. But in this Sikha, the Rebbe is letting us know that the real focus is our miraculous conduct in how we perform Torah and mitzvahs, by going beyond our own nature, beyond that to which we are accustomed. That our performance of mitzvah should be miraculous compared to our nature and our regular conduct, which is comparable to the three Sefer Torahs that come out on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Nissan, as was explained previously. In the Rebbe's words, the addition and meaning in avodah, in a way of miraculous conduct in the avodah of each and every yid until the perfection of the avodah. So everyone hears that here the Rebbe is saying, miracles, that's in your avodah. Stop looking for what Hashem is doing. Start doing miracles in your avodah. The Rebbe even provides us with a practical example, giving tzedakah in a way that transcends limitations. The Rebbe says like this. Even after he is given properly for holiday needs, Tzarchi Achag, right, before Pesach, he needs to make an accounting that reflects the additional bracha that he will receive from Hashem in the meantime as a result of the tzedakah that he gave for the holiday needs. And therefore, his Meiser and Chomish obligation 10% and 20% has increased as well, and thus he needs to increase what he gives for holiday needs. And more than this, he can and must add in giving for holiday needs beyond Maaser and Chomish, even before he sees the results of the increased blessing. The more he will increase his giving for the needs of the holiday, likewise the bracha of Hashem will increase with abundant wealth. So you see here, you're giving more now on what you didn't even see yet as a result of what you gave previously. So based on what was explained previously, the miracle is not the abundant wealth that you're going to receive from your tzedakah, but rather the miraculous conduct of giving tzedakah beyond the accustomed manner to which you are accustomed, and that's what draws down the abundant wealth. In other words, we are the miracle. That's what Rebbe is saying in the Sikha. We and our conduct, this is the miracle. And if we are not, so then we better get to work and become the miracle. That's what the Rebbe is expecting over here. And the Rebbe's emphasis is on doing things not in the usual way, but rather above his nature and the manner to which he is accustomed. And we can recognize how this is a fitting opening statement to the Sichas Dvar Malchus, in which the Rebbe instructs us or introduces us to the concept of living with Geula, transcending the previous generations in this respect. And even more fitting when we contemplate that these Sichas of Dvar Malchus are also a prelude to the events of Chof Zayin Adar and Gimel Tammuz, which brought about a dramatic, you could call it a paradigm shift, that the centrality of taking orders from the Rebbe becomes eclipsed by the necessity of taking initiative, a shift which demands going, as Rebbe says here in the Sicha, going above our nature and the manner to which we are accustomed. And that's the whole message of Dvar Malchus, and that's the Geula Shleima. Chi Adonai Rabbeinu Melech HaMashiach, Le'olam Voed.